Attitude three, this is the attitude of the mouse. The mouse is dictated by curiosity. I used to raise mice as a child, and I can tell you, I spent a lot of my allowance money. I didn't get much allowance, to be honest with you. I did a lot of odd jobs and weird things to make money as a child. And I spent a lot of that money on habit trail and hurts, tunnels and cages and obstacles. And I made cool stuff for my mice to explore because I discovered that mice like to explore. They get a little nervous if there's nothing to do because they're so darn curious. So they like to explore and do things. So the mice like to explore, to touch and be touched. There's a quality of innocence and trust when it comes to a mouse. I mean, they are cautious. I mean, they do look around and they dart from here to there. But they don't stay stuck in one place. They don't let fear shut them down. If you ever corner a mouse, though, if your mouse is hiding in a hole and you try to reach in and grab it or force them out, the result isn't pretty, right? If you've ever been bitten by a mouse, not fun at all. Been there, done that. But here's the thing about the mice people. Sometimes you've got to crouch really low to jump really high. In other words, enough is enough. That's it. I'm doing this. Just because it's already been done. Just because they say it's a dead market. Just because. Get rid of... See, here's the thing. I remember when I joined the Chamber of Commerce in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. I joined because they were running it so damn shittily. It was just run horribly. It was not serving the businesses. It was not serving the community. So I joined because I figured if that knucklehead can run it, so can I. Now, I never stuck around long enough to run it, but I did stick around long enough to make a difference. And here's the thing. Yeah, I had to crouch really low. I had to get done, you know. Experience an honest-to-God, quote-unquote, negative emotion fully. And then go, right, let's party, man. I think we've explored before about anger being the work of, or being the emotion of work in Chinese medicine. I find that fascinating because so many people are angry that this isn't working, or they're angry about work. I hate the people I work with. I hate what I do. I mean, if they only, there's so much anger around work. And what do people do when they're angry? They go out and they split wood. They run the whippersnapper. They go out and, you know, they split and destroy something. You see, the mouse has to step outside of his hole to explore. To see the sacred mountains, he gets to crouch really low and jump really high. If you want more on that, let me know. But to really, really, really live the life of a mouse, he gets to go out and touch and be touched. You get, I don't wait around. Years ago, so it was either my first or second big online product. It was called the Handshake Induction. I made a video of the world famous Milton Erickson Handshake Induction. This was something Milton Erickson, a medical hypnotherapist guy, was well known for. He was well known for putting people into trance, not verbally. And I was fascinated with this stuff back then. And try as I might, I couldn't find a video on it. There was a little tiny snip that Richard Bandler made in the middle of a seminar. And so I decided I'm going to go train with Richard. I'm going to put out the first video on this. I'm going to perfect this and then put it out there. And so I called his business partner in the U.S., John. And I said, listen, you got some trainings coming up. Any chance the handshake induction is going to be there? He goes, yeah, I can make sure we do that. I'm like, oh, cool, man, nice. So signed up, went and trained, learned from the man himself, and played for like 9 months with it constantly all the time, having a blast with interrupting a single of unit behavior in a way that induced trance. Right? By the way, this happens all the time. After about 2 years of doing that, I decided, you know what? People are going in and out of trance all the time. I want them to wake up more. So I just abandoned all that. But here's the thing, guys. I did not spend 10 years perfecting that skill. I nailed it in about 9 months and I put out a video. It was the first in the world and I think you can still buy it somewhere. I don't get any money from it. But it's still out there. It's still doing its thing. But I had the attitude. And the attitude was, it's not out there. I'm putting it out there. How do I put it out there? Well, I'm not going to fake it. I am not into faking it at all. I'm into nailing it. And here's the thing, right? I want you to be curious, because I became infinitely curious about what can I learn from Richard about this. I became infinitely curious about how to market it, how to put it out there and actually make some money, because I'm not big into spending a couple $1,000s on a seminar and going to someplace for a week or two and not making my money back rapidly. And I'm not into blaming others if I don't do that, if I don't get results. What I'm into is being the mouse, curious about how can I play with this today? How can I take what I have and apply it differently? How else can I play? What more can I play with? Those are the curious little questions that I ask all the time. How can I let myself be touched more? How can I hide less? Oh my God, talk about a blast. I want you to hide less. Because here's the thing, as long as you feel the need to hide, I have a lady, she's bought like 9 live recordings, 9 of the live call recordings. She bought them with the intention of being on the call, but never made it to one. And I get it, because she imagines she needs to hide. And so she always has a reason why she can't make it. Work, family, technology, quote unquote, her world works in a way that enables her to achieve her desire to hide and yet still get the call and hide and be tempted. You see, the little mouse is tempted. He hides and it's tempting, 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 go. But you can't miss the last bit. Every day, tempting, 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 go. You've got to go. You've got to touch. You've got to be touched. You've got to touch your dream-driven day directly. In other words, right now I'm looking at a course by Neil Gaiman. He's a fascinating writer. I look at his patterns and I find him utterly fascinating. And it's like, as busy as I am right now, and this is like the busiest month in the past 3-4 years of my life in a way, I still want to dive into Neil a lot. Tempting, 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 tempting. Will I pull the go button today? We'll find out. But at the very least, I'll let you know about one of my little tempting, tempting, tempting little mouse moments. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? Go. You get it? So the attitude today is curiosity. You see, if you take yesterday, that whole masculine, feminine, I talk to guys and they want to become confident. I imagine I am confident with women. I say, wow, I'm not confident with women at all. I'm also not scared of them. I'm curious about the feminine in all forms, in all ways, in all shapes, in all sizes, whether or not it includes a human body. I don't care. I'm curious about the masculine, too, and the dance that they share, the dance that we are. I'm really curious. You get, by the way, I had a guy say, well, if Manifesting Mastery is all you need, or the 7 Lessons are all you need, or the Feel It Real Power Pack is all you need, why do you keep producing stuff? And it's because I keep exploring and I want to share what I find. In other words, I'm a tour guide. And I want to point out the coolest places where you can play, the lovely little restaurants. I found a place when I lived in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, briefly. I was looking for something to eat and I smelled the most delightful Chinese food coming out of a house. And I watched. And there was this little Asian couple. They were lovely. They ran a little illegal restaurant out of their house, but it was the best food. But it was my curiosity, that sniffing like little mouse, the scent of the trail that got me out so that I could actually touch and eat and absorb that lovely food. So as you play with all the little things we've done so far, trying on a different route to work, don't just make it a different way to get to where you're going. Explore. I used to, whenever I was a photographer for PCA, we had the contract with all the Kmarts in Pennsylvania. They used to send me to a lot of different stores, and I would often allot myself an extra 15 minutes to get to where I was going, and often I would get there early, so I would stop and explore along the way. Oh my God, the places that I discovered, the little nooks and crannies that led to fascinating little meals, adventures, dates, meetings with fascinating people. Oh, it's not about money. By the way, you can double your income. I want you to have richness of life, so you do. Remember that video of Eric Clapton? Notice the richness that showed up on stage? Boom. Alrighty. Welcome to Attitude 3.